Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in on A Little Bit of Everything with me, and I am your host, Angelica. This is a podcast that talks about a little bit of everything, so sit back and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me. And today, my guest is the podcast host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, a podcast that will discuss many topics and opinions, inspiration, content, interview amazing guests about their brand and about the man behind the voice. Don't forget to follow him at Mr. Gentleman, and his podcast link would be in the show notes for you, which is called the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome, Ken, to the show. How are you doing today?
Yes. Hey, how you doing, everybody? I am good. You know, just happy to be here. How are you doing today, Miss Angelica?
Oh, my gosh. I am doing well. Thank you for asking. And before we even get started, tell the listeners a bit about yourself.
Well, you know, my name is Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm half Asian, half Southern, but I was born here. And, you know, I'm just happy to be here.
Well, I'm so happy to have you on again because Mr. Gentleman was on Shower or Karaoke. And yes. This is like a comeback of coming to my podcast and just talk about how you started your own podcast. And that was such a fun episode that we did on Shower Karaoke. But how did you get into podcasting? What was that thing that made you spark and say, you know what, I'm going to start a podcast?
Okay, so radio was always something that I always wanted to do. So originally, my team pocket, the Premier Boy pocket, was supposed to come out first, like during like 2018. Because we put the dude on like a live podcast station, but it didn't work out at the time. So somebody I know from who the other podcast, their name, Miss Queen Libra, you know, shout out to her. She told me about Anchor. And I think to myself, maybe I should start practicing on my own. So originally, Mr. Gemini, like, the podcast was supposed to start September of 2018. But, you know, I got scared and I keep pushing it back. Like I know I'm going to start this time. But I know what, no, I'm going to start it this time because I was nervous of, you know, because I kind of got speech problems. So I wasn't open to that to the public yet. Until I feel like in January on 20th of 2019, I'm like, you know what? I can't hold this back no more. I gotta start this. I gotta start it. So that when I came up with episode 0 from Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast, and that's how I started.
Wow. And you know, thanks for sharing that, because I went through the same phase of like getting scared and, you know, people telling you to just do it. And, you know, when you ask your friends and stuff like that, or even your family members, they're kind of like, well, are you serious? You want to do a podcast? Like, are you sure this is going to work? And how did you feel like during September 2018 to January 2018, what made you really kind of just think about it, of just doing it? Because I find with this gap, like I felt like the same way where I was like, you know what, let me just do it. Like, what is holding me back? So many things are holding me back, but I should just do it because this is something that I've always wanted to do. So what was your thought process between September 2018 till January 2018? Besides, I know you mentioned about your speech problem, which first of all, I commend you for sharing that, because a lot of people, it's hard for them to share what they're going through. And I, you know, you're doing such a great job, but tell me the process between September 2018 to January 2019.
So September 2018, I didn't really have a name for it, but I had the idea what I wanted to do. But then I was thinking to myself, if people actually gonna listen to me, you know, so I started not having confidence in myself as what to do with that either. So as each month started happening, you know, I thought about coming up with the name and what the content I'll go do with it. Cause I wasn't sure what to talk about at the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't sure if I was going to get personal or if I was going to have guests or or what topics I'm going to talk about. So, you know, I just thought about it. As time went on, and even after I got started, I pretty much started, like, see, well, listen to other people's podcasts and get some more ideas on what to do. So that's how it started.
Well, that's great. And January 2019, boom, all of a sudden, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is on Anchor.
I know, it's on Anchor, it's on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio. I reckon on Pandora and a lot more platform, but we doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's amazing. And guys, once again, listening, it's Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You can find it on Anchor and all podcast platforms that you love to listen to. So I know you mentioned here about confidence, and I think that's a big thing with myself too. I feel like we're relatable with our journeys when it comes to podcasting and life in general. How did this confidence come about? Did you find it like after 5 episodes, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, I feel like I could be a pro at this. I'm comfortable, you know, because I'm really curious to see how you built that confidence in order to keep producing these episodes. Because by the way, I really enjoy them. I love what you put into it. And it's just kind of like, oh, I just love the stories that you've got and the people that you interview. So thank you for making my day.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And no, you're killing your podcast too. You doing your thing. Even I can't catch up to all the episodes though. But you do your thing on your podcast though. You know, I always look to you.
Thank you.
And so when I did episode 0, I was like, originally I didn't know what to do. I did my little speech then, and I like, something's missing. So that when I started adding the music. So I know people love music. I love music myself. So I like, you know what? Let me play a song that either I love and or people love or people that never heard. I put them onto it. So when people told me, wow, you did a podcast. Wow, episode 0 is good. Everybody wanted more. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted more. So like, you know what? Let me keep going. So then when episode 1, I got my sister on the show.
Yeah.
Which she got a podcast out herself. Of course, she's not allowed with Day of Power. Check it out right now. It's out. It's an amazing podcast as well. Mm-hmm. So I just thought, no, let me keep going, you know. And up to episode 5. I think episode 5 was the first breakout episode that the guest I had, who talked about finance and credit and stuff like that. Well, everybody said, wow, that was an amazing episode. That was like my growing fastest episode. And I'm like, you know what? After that, I started having confidence after that episode.
Yeah, no, that's great. And it's crazy. Like, you kind of talk about a little bit of everything too. And for your episodes, like, it's true. Like, after a couple episodes, we start to get confident. And for those who are thinking of starting a podcast, like, I kind of feel like you just need to do it. You just got to do it. And if you're doing it through Anchor, it's free. Like, what more could you do? It's not like you're spending extra money on it and all that stuff. So I really enjoy your episodes, and amazing how your sister's got an podcast too.
Help inspire her. I actually inspire a lot of people to get on the podcast. So I mean, I guess I did some kind of thing.
Oh yeah, for sure, definitely. And through your journey with podcasting, because since you started January 2019, and you're coming up you're halfway through the year.
Yeah, no.
And okay, guys, he's on season 3. I haven't even closed season 1 yet, and I'm trying to figure out when to do it. When did you decide to say, I'm just going to do 25 episodes and that's it, I'm done? Like, what's your theme with every season?
So how I break down the season is like, basically to get like a good amount. I try to do like, first 18 episodes and then take a break and then break it again and then figure out, give my time a break to figure out what to do for the next season and what can I do that's different, what can I add on and what else can I do. So I basically just, usually my break time is usually just thinking for next move. So for example, episodes, first season is 0 to 18. And then season 2 was episode 19 to 39. So season 3 about to come out, you know, June 28th. And I do try to figure out what to do for season 3. But I mean, I do got 3 new segments that I'm doing added for season 3.
Wow. Okay. So you've got a strategy happening, which is great, which yeah. I think I got to learn from you because really I don't know how to close the season. I'm just so like pumped with it. And I'm like, ah, oh, let's just keep going. Let's just keep going. But no, that's great. And once again, guys, it's called Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And for those who are wondering, how did we meet? Believe it or not, we met on a group chat on Facebook and then we ended up continuing on this podcasting relationship into the co-op group, which is called the Circle of Outstanding Podcasts. And now we're part of this podcast family. And I've been listening to your stuff and going back and forth with it. But I know you started a new podcast with another group of friends. And I'm curious and I want you to share that with everybody.
All right. So the Premier Boy podcast, originally this podcast was supposed to come out for Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast. It was my two best friends, Mr. Aaron Sands and DJ Retro, with both of them been on my show. Mr. Aaron Sands actually do my wrestling prediction segments when I have every big pay-per-views events. So he came to my show for episode 3, season 1, and that when we announced the Premier Boy podcast. We were trying to figure out how we're going to do the Premier Boy podcast, who will be our co-host and stuff like that. So that way I added my other friend. He said he wouldn't do it. So that's still a work in progress. So we originally started that on September 11th, 2019. That when we had our first episode, basically we talk about different topics that's in the culture, you know, about music, relationships, of course, everything that's going on right now. And stuff like that. Right now, we about to be on episode 9 for coming out this Friday. We having our first guest, and it's still a work in progress. Do a lot of work to be done with that podcast, you know.
Wow. So, how do you manage both of them? I know you're pausing on season 3, but once your season 3 starts, I'm pretty sure you still gotta give some time to the Premier Boys podcast. So, how are you going to manage both of them?
Actually season 1 for Premier Boy is about to end soon. So most likely once this season done, I'm gonna start Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast. And then we're gonna come back later in the year for season 2 for Premier Boy podcast.
Oh wow, okay. So it kinda your friends are really kind of accommodating with your schedule with your other podcasts. Yeah. So that's really fantastic. That's a great group of friends there. So
yeah, and
that's amazing.
Yeah, and also they both could be on Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast for season 3 too, because we do got the wrestling segment. I added a new segment with DJ Retro called Music Is Life, where we talk about music, highlight artists, and have artists music guests for that segment. So we're working on that for season 3.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. Good for you. This is awesome. I can't even think about starting another podcast with somebody else unless I'm co-hosting every so often. But yeah. Other than that, no, that's good for you. That's awesome. And they're both different. They're unique in their own ways. Now, through your podcasting journey, how did your family react to it? Because I'm always curious to know, and you know, we've got some crazy ideas sometimes and listeners can relate to this. And when you go up to your family and you're just like, well, I'm going to quit my job and start a franchise. And yeah, that's the end of it. And you know, sometimes you get good reactions, sometimes you don't. So what was the reaction from your family?
They were shocked. Like when they heard the very first episode, they were like, wow, you actually got a podcast with a radio voice. Wow, they didn't dare. Like, always seem to shock them because I do a lot of stuff anyway. Like, I also act. So when I had my first off-Broadway show and they seen it, they were shocked that they didn't know I could act. Just like the podcast, like, when they first heard it, they were shocked that, wow, I didn't know you could, open up. Because usually I'm quiet. So when they see me, like, doing different stuff, it kind of shocked them.
Wow, so you were on Broadway?
I went to acting class and
oh okay
and usually with acting class, like every end of the session they do like a Broadway, like a off Broadway show.
Okay,
like,
got it. Yeah.
Yeah, like a small audience, but like in a stage and stuff like that. So yeah, so people, I saw this 2 screen shows so far. The Zoo Story and King Lear.
Oh, no way. So
yeah,
this is awesome. Like you telling me you being shy and all of a sudden doing these little things, and especially the podcast, is a huge deal. Because before this, like I had some major social anxiety where it's funny when you're with your friends, you can probably relate. You're just like the bubbly person. You're like, you know, jokes and everything, prankster. And you can be serious at times with your friends. But then when, let's say, a friend inside that circle decides to bring another friend into it, I'm the type to kind of like shut down a little bit.
Yeah,
and it's
weird.
And it's like, I don't even know this person. Like, what am I going to say? Like, I'm not going to talk about this because like, I don't want this person to know about that. Cause you're kind of like overthinking things. It's crazy that I relate to you, man. I'm telling you, I relate to you, Ken, because I was so shy. But when you're around your own friends that known you for so long, you're kind of like this bursting, like social butterfly, chatty Cathy, like I like to say. And then all of a sudden this one person who does not know nothing about you, you're trying to like still be yourself, but you can't because your mind is telling you, no, you don't know this person. Like, how do you interact with somebody? But with the podcast, I can see it that we can, it's really helped us both to really grow and build that confidence and get out of our shell and really talk to other people.
Yeah, because trust me, I am a very, very shy person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like it because I do a lot to change that, to get out of that. But I am behind closed doors. I'm a very shy person.
Yeah, no, for sure. Definitely. I am the same way. I'm a very shy person. And it takes a lot of practice and a lot of confidence building to really get there. And I feel like the podcast for us has been a blessing in a way of, like I mentioned, is just getting yourself out there and just conquer it all and put those differences aside that we're going through and kind of just be able to be successful with the podcast, because it's amazing. You're on season 3. You've got the Premier Boys podcast happening right now too, which pretty soon they're closing off their season, everybody. So better get listening. And it's so cool. I really love this. And tell me, what is next for this podcast, yours, Mr. Gentleman? What is next?
That's a good question. What is next? I know for both podcast shows to grow a lot more, I want to try to get a celebrity guest. That's good. That's one of my aims. Also, I want a lot more guests that have told more stories, you know.
Yeah.
So I like to let my listeners know what other people have been through, so they could be inspired by it. Also, more stories about me, so they could be inspired by it. Mm-hmm. And hopefully have a studio, like do it in a studio or turn my room into more like a studio, because I'm working on that now. So,
Yeah, no, for sure. That's great. And I hear you. It's like you want to have your own studio. You want to just put it out there and, you know, get that guest. It's true. Having that guest is what's going to help to kind of bring it out more and get some more guests. Because it's tough out there. And a lot of people don't know that we don't get guests very easily. It's a huge work of progress. Like, you know, you're emailing. We're emailing like literally months and weeks in advance, and we don't hear anything till probably 3 weeks later, or, you know, even within that week. It all depends because everyone's busy. And sometimes you either get a yes or no, and then you're just like, hey, I just got to move on. And it's kind of like being, I feel like we're kind of like the, working at a TV show where they're trying to get talent. Like, can we get this person in? Can we get that person in? And then you're doing whatever it takes to get that person on the show. But with podcasting, how do you manage everything? Because we wear different hats. We're the scheduler, we're the producer, we're the editor, we're the designer. We're pretty much everybody, especially when we don't have a team yet.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah, we are definitely everybody. I usually manage everything good, you know. When it comes to the editing, when it comes to the design stuff, I just make it, and then like that, and then the recording. I pretty much try to set a day for each thing I do, like the designing and the recording, and then I usually do the interview last. That's the last thing I usually do is the interviews. Mm-hmm. That's like the hardest thing to get people to do the interviews. So I try to get them, try to do the interview last. And I just try to put it together the best way I can.
Yeah, for sure. And do you find you're spending a lot of hours on your podcasts and your hobbies taking over and then everything else? Well, during this time, I feel like that's all we can do is podcasts.
Yeah, that's true.
But before all of this, like, you know, having that balance between work and your podcasts, I feel like you're managing it really well, especially when you got another one happening.
Yeah. I mean, the premium of my podcast is hard to manage, you know, because we can't meet up. So usually we meet up. And that's how we get it done. But since we've been home and all of us had to do it through Anchor, and Anchor act up sometimes and stuff like that, that's kind of more harder. So we usually schedule our day to record usually like on Tuesday or Thursday. And then and we try to kind of knock out two episodes in 1 week. So each week we just be prepared to put out the episode in time. So we like basically get it done like ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot of pre-planning too. I hear you. I'm like that too. I'm just like, hey, I got to dedicate one day. So it's usually my weekends that I'm like, okay, I got to get everything ready for Monday all the way through Friday. Cause you're doing a once a week release or two episodes a week release?
No. Yeah. Once a week.
Once a week. So yeah. So it's a, I wish I kind of went back home once a week, but sometimes I have so many interviews that I want to pump out. Right. Yeah. So yeah. And it's just, so much scheduling. It's like, okay, Friday night, I'm going to dedicate on editing all the 5 episodes that I need to release next week or any bonus ones that I got going on, plan that out. I'm just like, wow, it's unbelievable. And this is one person team, just like you. You're a one person team. And it's crazy what you learn throughout the way. And the editing, the cover arts, contacting people. Hey, by the way, your episode's coming out. Can I get some of your links? Can I get your headshot? And it's so much being involved, but it's just the passion that we both have of podcasting.
Yeah. And you know, I love doing podcasting. You know, it became like a big part of my life. So I want to keep doing it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. And I would say the same thing for myself. It's just like, you just want to keep doing it. It's pretty freaking awesome, I gotta say, when you got your own podcast.
Yeah, it is.
So who are these people who inspire you through life and everything?
You know, my parents. You know, my parents inspired me to push harder. And I guess a lot of people along the way, inspired me to like keep going. And I know for the podcast, you inspired me because you put out a lot of work, and I'm trying to get to your level of working a lot more and doing a lot more podcasts and just keep pushing.
Well, thank you for that. You're like, oh my gosh. I really appreciate those words because I want to hope inspire people and be able to do the things that they really wanted to, really, because, you know, I have a learning disability, as you know, and it's like you're trying to make yourself better. You're trying to show the world that you can do it no matter what is happening or what you have and what you're dealing with. So that's kind of the big thing for me. And I do appreciate you saying that, because sometimes I feel like I have my moments where I'm like, I'm overworking myself and I'm thinking, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. And you keep telling yourself that, because we all have our own goals with our podcasts. And, you know, sometimes I even get to a point mentally where I'm just like, I need to take a break. I need to take a break.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot of work on us, but it's just, you're so passionate that all you want to do is just, you want to edit your episodes. You want to find new people. You want to start doing this. You want to start doing that. So I really appreciate it, because for me, it gives me that, I guess, what do you call it? It gives me that of it. Okay.
Inspiration.
Yeah, exactly. Of, okay, I'm helping somebody else too, getting inspired, and it's helping them grow, but also it helps me grow. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah. I thank you for, you know, the hard work you're doing and you killing it. You and Coupon, shout out to Coupon Creeping as well. Y'all both like killing it right now. You know, had to shout y'all out.
Oh, thank you. And I'm sure Coupon Creeping is obviously extremely grateful. And I'm so happy to find you guys, because who would have thought we would take it from a group chat to like this big family of podcasters and being able to help each other out. Like, if you're a podcaster listening, we have a fantastic group. called The Co-op, the Circle of Outstanding Podcasts, where we help each other out, provide feedback, and we do monthly training calls to help each other grow on different topics. And it's just a big family, and it's amazing, the people that I've met.
Yeah. I'm glad to be a part of the family. And I've been waiting for the family to grow a lot more so we could take over. that's what we got to do. We got to take over.
Exactly. And that is the plan. That is the plan. And, you know, I cannot wait till I get over to New York City, because you live in New York as well, that you mentioned. Yeah. And we're trying to get everybody together there, hopefully, whoever can make it, and kind of just do some things out there. So we've got a lot in mind what we're planning on doing. So it's going to be exciting. And the fact that you're there, I hope to see you and meet you one day in person.
Yeah, definitely going to happen. Yeah, we're definitely going to happen. We're definitely going to make that happen.
For sure. But if you ever make it to Toronto, Niagara Falls, because I know some people are like, oh, let's go see the falls, let me know.
Yeah, definitely. I've been wanting to go to Toronto for a while. So I definitely want to, I'll definitely be there.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%. Now, what do you see yourself with the podcast in like 10 years? I know this is a long shot, like 10 years, but anything can happen within 10 years.
That's true. Hopefully I'll be a big podcaster like Joe Rogan, or like somebody big, or maybe have my own radio show by then or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And especially, I feel like SiriusXM has been one of those things where I'm hearing more and more shows, and it's a lot more talk shows than some of their channels, and it's been great. And hopefully someone out there listening on SiriusXM, Mr. Ken, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle, that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be awesome. Yeah.
So Ken, tell me, well, before this whole fiasco started, where were places that you wanted to travel?
Since I don't travel a lot, I barely travel. You know, maybe California. Well, inside the United States, maybe California, maybe Florida. But I've been to Florida, but Miami. Mm-hmm. And outside, you know, go to where my father's side was born, Barbados, Brazil, Africa, like stuff like that. Like I want to travel around all over the world, because I want to learn more about each history from each state or country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to travel all over.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'm trying to get out of the Caribbean, because that's where I end up falling into all the time. I'm just like, hey, I've been to Florida way too many times, but I still go back because it's just like my second home. I have family there. And then I've been to Jamaica, which is, oh my God, so beautiful. I'm dying to go back. Then I've been to Cuba way too many times, but it's a beautiful country. And I've been to Dominican, which is another beautiful country. I wish I got to see more of it, though. I'm trying to get into Europe. I'm trying to get into the other places, and obviously different parts of the state. Because the thing is, I always like to go to Florida. I'm like, Florida, let's just go to Florida. But I'm dying to go to Alaska, because I love the mountains and the nature of it. But I know every state has their own beautiful landscapes as well. Same thing does Canada. And of course, I just want to travel within my own country, because I feel like I haven't gone anywhere. Like, it's just besides Quebec, because it's a 5-hour drive. You're just like, hey, that's doable. But I haven't been anywhere in Canada, and I feel so ashamed. But I think I got to do it this year, or whenever we can go travel again.
Yeah, I mean, anything possible when the pandemic is over, we definitely got to travel a lot more. I want to go to Paris. So I forgot to mention, I want to go to Paris. That's one place I really wanted to go.
I would love to go to Paris. Yeah, especially that old school European lifestyle. You want to learn about the culture and the food. Yeah. I love food. So any state that's got good food, I'm kind of like, I don't care what else they've got, as long as they got great food, steakhouses. Like, I just love food.
Yeah, you're not the only one. I love food too. Trust me, I love food as well.
Oh my gosh. Once again, guys, don't forget to check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. So exciting. Oh my gosh. So are you watching? I know you started watching 90 Day Fiance, but is there any other shows that you are watching that you want to share with us?
I watch a lot of shows. No, it took over like regular. Never TV. I watch The Flash. I watch basically all the superhero shows. Oh. This Is Us. How to Get Away with Murder before it ended. Empire before it ended. Power before it ended. And I watch a lot of stuff, but reality TV, The Circle, Love Is Blind. It's a lot more. I did watch Love & Hip Hop at one point. We don't need to get to that. But yeah, I try to watch a lot of shows like the best way I can.
Now
yeah, I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah. Oh, come on. With what we're going through, and if you're still not working, it's just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, what else could we watch? But
yeah, true.
For those listening, Coupon Queenpin and I kind of just gathered a bunch of people and we're just like, hey, let's see if they can watch 90 Day Fiancé. And Ken here was joined us for a couple episodes of our viewing party. And what did you think of it? I wanted to get your feedback on this because I know it's a crazy show and I feel like getting a male's perspective of it, it's so different. And I'm curious to know what you thought about it.
It was an interesting show, even though that I couldn't really follow the storyline. Cause you know, every time I try to watch it, I always really seem to miss like another part of the episode. But it was a pretty interesting show. And I'm like, oh wow! And I did try to watch it on when it was on the TV to catch up on the show. But I like it. Even though it got too many shows and too many seasons, but I would definitely check it out again.
Okay, so that's good to know because there is a new season that's going to be happening of 90 Day of Happily Ever After, where previous couples kind of, they want to get a what's happening now with them. Mm-hmm. And there is a new season of The Other Way, which the American goes and lives with the foreigner in another country. Mm-hmm. So they drop everything that they worked hard for in America and move with the foreigner. So I cannot wait to get your opinion on those two episodes, those two series, because it's so interesting when, especially the Americans, going to drop everything that they've worked so hard for in America and move with the foreigner. And it's kind of like a culture shock for them because they don't know what to expect. But with 90 Day Fiancé, the one season that you watched, did you have a favorite couple?
That's a good question. Did I have a favorite couple? I got to think hard about it. Come back to me with that one.
No worries. But did you have a couple that you're kind of like, or you a character that you disliked?
I forgot his name. I think it was one episode that I watched, and he was like teaching a class. I've got his name though. I think it was Jeffrey. I forgot his name, but I think he was teaching the class, and the ladies in the class would like look at him like, "What he doing?" I forgot.
Ash.
Yeah. He was the character that I was like, oh my goodness.
That episode took all of us by surprise though. They were just like, what is happening here? Thank you to the girl that's sitting in the crowd and is just like, yeah, so I don't understand where you're coming from, but I don't think you're a relationship coach. That's what I feel like I was trying to tell him, but didn't want to be rude.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, but it's crazy. Yeah, and I was going to ask you, on Netflix, have you, I figure I just ask if you're watching Selling Sunset. I'm trying to find people who watch Selling Sunset.
No, I haven't watched that yet.
It's full of drama and I love it. It's reality TV and that's, of course, it's like when there's drama in it, it's more interesting, of course.
Oh, yeah.
It's about these real estate agents selling million-dollar homes, but they're just they're all women in this office.
Mm.
They're very attractive, and there is cattiness, of course, and you know, there's a lot of drama between them, but it's, I don't know why I'm so addicted to it. I'm just like, what is happening to me?
I mean, I gotta check that out, because a lot of people, I mean, a lot of Netflix reality show is really good. A lot of people put me onto it. So, you know, I'll usually check out Netflix reality show. So I'm gonna check that out. I'm definitely gonna check that out.
Yeah, check it out. Apparently, we've got a season 3 coming out in August. So you can definitely catch up from season 1 and 2. And right. I was just like, I need to find people who watch it.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. Oh, but since y'all mentioned Netflix, it was one show that I forgot to mention that. Yeah, I actually review it now. 13 Reasons Why. I do watch that too.
Oh, yes. That's right. We need you on the recaps.
Yeah, I actually finished the season. I'm not going to say nothing, of course. But but I actually finished the final season. I was like, all I'm going to say is wow. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not saying nothing. I'm going to say wow. But yeah, it was a great show, though.
Yeah, so for those listening, we do recap 13 Reasons Why along with my co-host Coupon Queenpin from CQP Moments Podcast, and we recap it every Friday. We release an episode, and I haven't gone ahead of watching it. We kind of just go by what we need to record every week, and it's been crazy. It's so far, it's been a crazy season. I know it's the final season, but I'm excited what's coming up, because there's a lot of questions that are still unanswered in every single episode. There's been a lot of drama. There's a lot of the bam happening. And I'm like, oh gosh, like, whoa, this is intense. But of course we only keep it lighthearted. We talk about the storyline, the characters and the cinematography, because it's interesting how some cinematography can kind of give you some clues and how things are, you know, being played out throughout the episode. But yeah, we got to get you on one of the episodes, because this is like, I want to get a third opinion, and we definitely got to have you back.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just let me know, and I'll be on there.
Perfect. Now, Ken, if somebody wants to start a podcast, what advice could you give them?
I would say just be yourself. I make sure, don't worry about don't worry about no audience or having an audience. Just do something that you love, get your voice out there, and just be yourself.
Awesome. And where can the listeners find you?
You can find me on IG, Ken_MrGentleman, or Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, or the Premier Bear Podcast. I got a lot of social media. You can find me on Facebook, Ken Powell, or my like page, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, or Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast on all platforms. I started doing the YouTube. Just look for Ken_MrGentleman, or YPGENT. And I do a lot. Just look up Ken, Mr. Gentleman on all platforms, and I pop up.
For sure. He definitely does pop up. But of course, all his information will be in the show notes. Ken, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been fun.
It has. Thank you for having me on the show. You know, I always want to be on the show, and I think it's time for you to come on season 3 of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. You know, it's time to have you on the show.
Yeah, well. I would love that. I cannot wait. Season 3.
Yeah, season 3. Yep. I'm ready for it too. Oh yeah, June 28th. I forgot to mention the date. So season 3 come out on June 28th. So look out for it, y'all.
Yeah, don't forget, guys, hit up Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Like you said, you can search it. Go ahead.
Oh, one more thing. Oh, sorry. The Premier Boy Podcast every Friday. I forgot to mention that. The Premier Boy Podcast every Friday.
There you have it. Mr. Ken from Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. He's got 2 podcasts going, the Premier Boys Podcast, and of course, season 3 coming out on June 28th. Everything's going to be in the show notes for everybody, and I really appreciate Ken for coming on the show. It means so much to me. Thank you for being part of my journey, because every guest that's been on the show is part of my journey with this podcast, and I thank you so much for being able to, oh my gosh, for us to connect and being part of the group, the co-op, the Circle of Outstanding Podcast. So thank you so much.
Yes, anytime. And thank you for having me on the show again. You know, I, like I said, I like a little bit of everything with me, and I'll keep tuning in. So, you know, shout out, you know, just continue to tune into our podcast. She's doing amazing work.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Oh my gosh. It feels like so much gratitude. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. So much more coming up with Mr. Ken. Don't forget to check out season 3. He's going to come back again on a little bit of everything with me. And of course, we got to get you back on 13 Reasons Why. But yes, thank you so much. Get inspired. Find out the topics and opinions that he is talking about on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. So thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Yes. Once again, thank you again. Thank you.
Well, to all the listeners out there, thank you for tuning in on another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me. And that's all we have for now.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jessica with the Beautiful Feet Podcast.
Hey, it's your boy Bromar, host of The Bromar Show.
Hello, everyone. It's the Coupon Queenpin from the CQP Moments Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, a.k.a. The Gentleman of The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hi, this is Stephanie Valente, your local massage therapist.
And you're listening to A Little Bit of Everything with Angelica.
That's it for now, and thank you for tuning in on another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on the podcast platform that you're listening to.